This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth 5,000 crore rupees across various sectors at Jodhpur in Rajasthan a short while ago. Let's go live to listen to the Prime Minister's address at the event in Jodhpur.
In Rajasthan, mein tourism sector ko bhi nayi urja dene mein madad karega. Saathiyo, hamare Rajasthan ki medical aur engineering education ke kshetra mein apni ek alag pehchan rahi hai. Kota ne desh ko kitne hi doctors aur engineers diye hain. हमारा प्रयास है कि राजस्थान एजुकेशन के साथ साथ मेडिकल और इंजीनियरिंग की दृष्टि से भी नई ऊंचाइयों को प्राप्त करने वाला एक अच्छे से अच्छा हब बने. इसके लिए एम्स जोधपुर में ट्रॉमा इमरजेंसी और क्रिटिकल केयर की एडवांस सुविधाओं को विकसित किया जा रहा है. प्रधानमंत्री आयुष्मान भारत इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर मिशन के तहत जिला अस्पतालों में भी क्रिटिकल केयर बॉक्स बनाए जा रहे हैं.
लेटर इन द डे मिस्टर मोदी विल रीच जबलपुर इन मध्य प्रदेश वे ही विल इनॉग्यूरेट ले द फाउंडेशन स्टोन एंड डेडिकेट टू द नेशन सेवरल डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स वर्थ मोर दैन 12,600 करोड़ रुपीज. आवर कॉरेस्पॉन्डेंट रिपोर्ट्स द प्राइम मिनिस्टर विल ऑल्सो परफॉर्म भूमि पूजन ऑफ वीरांगना रानी दुर्गावती स्मारक और उद्यान. In Sikkim, the death toll following the devastating flash flood has mounted to 14, while around 102 people are reported to be missing. The flash floods were triggered by the sudden glacial lake outburst over Lonak Lake in North Sikkim in the Teesta River in Lachin Valley yesterday. Search operation is underway. Three teams of NDRF are deployed for this purpose. Two more teams from Guwahati and Patna are ready to be rushed to Sikkim. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang yesterday and took stock of the situation. The Prime Minister has assured all possible support and prayed for the safety and well-being of those affected in the wake of this unfortunate natural calamity. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Anurag Singh Thakur inaugurated a two-day state-level youth festival organized by Nehru Yuva Kendra Sangathan at Raipur in Chhattisgarh today. The two-day youth festival is being held at the Rawatpura University campus in Raipur. Nearly 500 youths from 28 districts of Chhattisgarh are participating in this festival. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh launched the Navy's updated indigenous program, Swavalamban 2.0, in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking at the Indian Navy's Naval Innovation and Indigenization Organization seminar, Swavalamban, Mr. Singh said that self-reliance is the utmost priority since the Modi government came to power. During the event, Raksha Mantri also released the fifth positive indigenization list of Department of Military Affairs comprising 98 items. Japan experienced a 6.6 magnitude earthquake in the western Pacific Ocean today. The earthquake struck near Torishima in the Izu chain at a depth of 10 kilometers. The Meteorological Agency of Japan has warned of possible aftershocks and urged the people to be on alert for the next week. At the ongoing Asian Games in China, the Indian contingent continues to chase medals in an action-packed day 12 in Hangzhou. In archery, India clinched the gold medal in women's compound team event. The trio of Jyoti Venam, Aditi Swami and Parneet Kaur defeated Chinese Taipei team in the final. In wrestling, Antim Panghal, Mansi, Pooja Gehlot and Naveen will fight for bronze medal after losing the semi-final bouts. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu crashed out of the women's singles quarterfinals. The ICC Men's ODI Cricket World Cup 2023 kicks off in Gujarat today. Defending champions England will take on New Zealand in the opening match of the tournament at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this afternoon. The match will begin at 2 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.